Well, welcome to another Ask a CFO podcast. My name is James Van Roossel, founder and CEO at Van Roossel Ventures. And today we're going to answer the question, which is, how do I make my VC's life easier? Now, there are a few things to know about venture capitalists. There's the, how do I build a good relationship with them? And this can be not just from a company perspective, but from an outside vendor's perspective, professional service providers, to really build a strong relationship. And then there's also the, I'm a portfolio company. What does the VC need from me on a consistent basis? So I'll address the first one first, which is they will really enjoy three things. One is they always need help with hiring, whether that's internally at the VC fund or with the portfolio companies. The second one is content. So what a lot of VCs do right now to stand out is they produce very intelligent and thought-provoking and very topical content that makes them stand out as to what is their mission, how do they invest, how can a portfolio company really understand whether they're a good fit for this VC or not. And so that'll produce less wasted time. The third one is bring deals to the venture capitalist. They're always looking for great deals. The better the deals, the more they'll appreciate it. And then the last one, of course, as well, is they always need technical expertise for their portfolio companies. So a little bit tied to hiring, but you're not really hiring someone full time. Maybe it's a contractor. Maybe it's a professional service provider. So they always need to build relationships there. When you're a portfolio company, the thing that venture capital firms need is they need, VCs report on a quarterly basis to the LPs and then on an annual basis as well. And they get audited on an annual basis. The audit needs to be done within 120 days of the end of the year. So there is a time frame there. So what they really need from the portfolio company is quarterly updates. So this typically looks like, and sometimes the VC doesn't have information rights, but a lot of times it's just nice to give it to them anyway, which is just, you know, what are the financials? What does the runway look like? Did you have an event happen during the quarter? Was there any M&A in the industry that had a particular valuation to it? All these things are really helpful for the VC because every quarter when they report to their LPs, they have to provide the latest valuation of the fund. To calculate the valuation, typically it's done on a last event basis. If there hasn't been an event for a long time, then they have to look at the financials and the runway. Now, there are different levels that need to be looked at as to the valuation, but that is what needs to be done. And then in January, they start the audit. And so typically they will take the Q3 valuations and just add on any kind of events in the fourth quarter. So really being timely with the information and being proactive, because when it comes to an audit and quarterly as well, if the VC constantly has to reach out with information requests, it's very tedious for their back office. So if you can put on your calendar that by the 30th, after the end of the quarter, you're sending them a package without them asking for it, you will stand out probably in the top 10%, if not higher, and they will love you for that. So those are my thoughts on that question. I hope they were helpful. As always, you can send any question through on the link in the show notes or in a response to the social media post, and I will respond to them. So see you next time.